This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Satan cannot and does not and doesn't know how to deal with a informed Christian who knows about the blood. The worst fear he's ever had. The Bible uses this word flee, and it says Satan will flee. That word flee means to run with fear. And it was amazing to me to discover that I can inflict fear into the heart of the enemy, praise God. Well, how will you do that? You do that by proclaiming and giving testimony of the things that the blood of Jesus has made available. That's a powerful, powerful thing. Amen.
Calling all world changers. Meet us July 14th through the 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. It's time to be empowered by Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Register right now to reserve your seat. Text Grace Life, no spaces, to 51555 or call 1-866-477-7683. Virtual registration is also available. Visit gracelife-conference.org for more info.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Now, one of the things the Bible says is that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Overcoming the enemy is something that's so very important, but it's important for us to understand that he's already been defeated. Satan is a defeated foe. We're not trying to defeat him. He's already defeated. And so one of the things we need to understand is that, you know, we can continue to overcome him by proclaiming what the blood of Jesus has already accomplished. When we proclaim the victory that is in the blood of Jesus, then that proclaiming is something so very powerful. People, we talk about pleading the blood of Jesus and faith in the blood of Jesus. Faith in the blood of Jesus is knowing what the blood of Jesus has accomplished for us. And when you know what the blood of Jesus has accomplished and you have faith in that, then you can expect a lot of things to begin to happen, especially getting a hold of and maintaining what the blood of Jesus has accomplished. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our testimony is about what the blood of Jesus has done. That's how you testify. You start giving testimony. So I thought, well, I'd give you about 20 of these so that you will never be without a testimony concerning what the blood of Jesus has already done. And I thought, man, this is really an important lesson, because it's just not enough to say the blood's against you. You know, the devil might say, oh, well, what you know about the blood? And you say, it's Jesus' blood. Well, you got to know more than that in order to get victory, all right? And so let's start at verse 15. I've already given you 14 of them. You can go back and look at last week's Bible study on YouTube or access it and get those 14. Number 15, we'll start here tonight. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. Number 15, by the blood of Jesus, we are able to come close to God. By the blood of Jesus, we are able to come close to God. So, you know, you defeat the devil, you keep the defeat on the devil by knowing what the blood has done. And so you can declare that I am close to God because of the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 13 says this, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. See, at one time, we were not near to God. In fact, in the Old Testament, you couldn't even touch the mountain where the presence of God was. You couldn't even touch the bottom of it, because if you did, you'd fall dead. And so, but because of the blood of Jesus, we are brought near to God. God wants a relationship with us. But I declare and I testify that I am brought near to God by the blood of Jesus. I am no longer far away from God. I'm no longer in a place where I can't have fellowship and relationship with Him. I have been in a position where I've been brought near to God by the blood of Jesus. Number 16, this is in Luke 22 and 20. Luke 22 and 20. Number 16, by the blood of Jesus, I can participate in the sweet communion of remembrance of His sacrifice. By the blood of Jesus, I can participate in the sweet communion. There's communion because of the blood of Jesus. The sweet communion, and what is communion about? About remembrance of His sacrifice. Look what He says here in Luke 22 and 20. He says, likewise, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood, which is shed for you. This cup, so in communion, the cup represents the blood of Jesus, and this cup represents the New Testament. And so the New Testament, or the New Covenant, or the covenant of grace has been made available to me by the blood of Jesus. I have a right to every promise in that New Covenant. I have a right to the grace of God in that New Covenant. In that New Covenant, I don't have to, you know, be good in order for God to show me His goodness. God will show me His goodness, and then I'll be good, you see, because of the grace that has been made available to me. And I get that, the New Covenant. That, to me, that was amazing, that by the blood of Jesus, the New Covenant in His blood has been made available to me. Had Jesus never shed His blood, we would not have entered into this New Covenant of grace. But because He shed His blood, we have access. Say that word, access. We have access by the blood. And so you can literally, a lot of times I'll do this, I'll say, by the blood of Jesus, I have access to healing. By the blood of Jesus, I have access to prosperity. By the blood of Jesus, see, the blood has given you access to every promise in the New Covenant. By us understanding this, we know what to put in our mouth. Proclamation of the blood of Jesus and what the blood has accomplished, you're gonna see great changes in your life when you begin to declare that, especially when it's kind of rough and maybe fear's knocking at the door. That's when you open your mouth up and overcome the fear by the blood of Jesus and proclaiming what the blood of Jesus has already done. Number 17, we'll look at 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. By the blood of Jesus, this is kind of tough. By the blood of Jesus, my redemption will never perish. By the blood of Jesus, my redemption will never perish. Now say this out loud. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. All right, that means, you know, delivered, or the ransom to set you free has been paid. But my redemption will never perish. It's not going to just dwindle away one day and I don't have it. I am redeemed right now. And watch this, and forevermore. I'm redeemed, right? And that's hard for religious people to get a hold of, that your redemption will never perish. I am redeemed. It'll never perish because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. Now, 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19 says this, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold. So I wasn't redeemed with things that perish. I wasn't redeemed with things that are corruptible. My redemption, glory to God, was given to me through something that's incorruptible. It's given to me through the precious blood of Jesus, which means that what I have will not perish. It will not pass away. He said, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you're redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, just like a lamb without blemish and without spot. You were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, and as a result of it, you're just like a lamb without blemish or without spot. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Glory be. I've been redeemed from sin. I've been delivered from sin, sickness, poverty. I've been delivered from failure. My redemption will not perish because of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Now, you think about this. I mean, it's a long list, but, you know, we're recording this, and you can get it and look at it and write it down again. But this, to me, this is the key to everyday victory, knowing what the blood has done, not what you do. You know, you can't get in God's face and talk about, well, Lord, look at everything I've done. But when you start proclaiming the victory that we have obtained through the blood of Jesus, Satan will flee from you. But we got to get out of the religious place where, you know, Satan, the blood's against you. Now, you got to know more than that. You got to know more than that. It's, you know, I just think, again, I said it on Sunday, I think God will be able to do a lot more if you'll get to know him better. And that's why, for me, to take the time to get the scriptures, to show you what the scripture says, to apply the thing just like this, to me, this is valuable. To come and get some stuff like this and to be able to go through each of these, you can literally go through this list later on, and whatever's bugging you that day, you can pick the scripture out and pick out what the blood has done and just wear him out for the rest of the week with that. Amen. Amen. I think number 18 here. Number 18. By the blood of Jesus, and it's Revelations 1 and 5. By the blood of Jesus, Jesus testifies on my behalf. Jesus is testifying on my behalf. Watch this. That I am clean. It's one thing for me to say it. It's another thing for Jesus to say it. He testifies on my behalf that I am clean. Revelations 1 and 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Oh, my goodness. You've been washed. You've been cleansed in his blood and has made us, watch this, kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Check this out again. To him who loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. I got to tell you something. Whatever's washed in the blood of Jesus will outdo Tide and Ajax all day long. And you've been washed. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. So to go around in condemnation, in shame, in guilt, and in regret, and that's on you every day, what it says is you have no faith in what the blood of Jesus has accomplished for you. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you. Oh, but I feel funny getting up talking about I'm cleansed after what I did last week. Don't do that. That's a trick of the devil. Listen, understand, God understands you. God knows you can't do nothing without him. You just got to realize you can't do nothing without him. And he has cleansed you in his blood. Don't bring it up again. It's time for you to walk away from some things. You got to walk away from some things. By the blood of Jesus, I have been cleansed. And you might have to say that, depending on what it is, you might have to say that about, I don't know, all day. By the blood, every time it comes in your mind, by the blood of Jesus, I've been cleansed. By the blood of Jesus, I've been cleansed. He loved me, and he cleansed me, and washed me from all of my sins. I am finding out that most Christians are dealing way too much with sin. And when you do that, it creates consciousness. And you become conscious of your sin. And look at this. Look at this. How powerful it is. You overcome that strategy of the devil by simply proclaiming, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Go on to say this. Say, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, you're going to have to stay at the comment sections on the thing. Stay out the comment section, because you ain't gonna be watched according to them. Stay out the comments, amen? Some things, if you don't know about it, can't bother you. And as soon as you look at the comments, they say, oh, you think you're cute with that little collar on that looked like George Washington wore. And I'm like, and you're like, oh, no, she didn't say that. And then you say, I know where you live at. I'm looking at you right now. See, you play those games with folks instead of just proclaiming, overcome the enemy. I proclaim that he that loved me has washed me and cleansed me of all of my sins. And think about this. Jesus is giving testimony that you and I are cleansed. That's a powerful thing, man. Powerful thing. Number 19. This is Galatians 5 and 1. And hopefully, I think last week I gave you scriptures for each one of these as well. Galatians 5 and 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or freedom by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. So, by the blood of Jesus, I am free. I am free. Stand fast in that liberty. Stand in that liberty that's been given to us by Christ, and through his blood, I have been made free. I am free from the judgment of the law. I am free from the curse of the law. I am free from all of those things that Satan had access to because I wasn't born again. I have been made free. I am not going to be entangled again with that same yoke of bondage. Now, maybe I don't know what that yoke of bondage might be, but I do know that Satan loves taking old files and bringing them up again. And you've got, don't let that happen. Say, no, I'm not going to be entangled with that again. I'm not going to do that. I was on a weekend and I just had this. You ever had a taste for something? Butter pecan ice cream, you just like, you can smell it. And then you're trying not to get it, but you go to the grocery store. What you going to the grocery store for? I ain't going to get none. I just want to look at the box. I want to see who made it. And then I'm like, oh, boy, wouldn't that be so good? And, man, anytime somebody get me those oatmeal cookies, I thought they were being used by God. And I tell you what, I had made my mind up. I'm not going to get entangled to this again. I'm not going to do it. And I was making my declarations by the blood of Jesus. I've been free from the bondage. I am no longer a cookie monster. I am done with that, all right? And I get home, and Taffy says, I got a surprise for you. And I don't know what it was. I'm like, wait, what's the surprise? I got you something you're really going to like. And then she came down, and she said, surprise, I threw this bag. And it was the oatmeal cookies. I said, the devil is a lie. I know you're thinking, did you eat them? Yeah, I had. Yeah, I think I ate like one and a half, and then the other half a little later on to do what needed to be done. But here's the point I want to make. Even though I got entangled again, my confession was still, by the blood of Jesus, I'm free. Sometimes you got to say you're free when you're tied up. That's really what God's waiting on. He wants you to believe this enough. I'm free when I'm tied up. And I really learned this from the Apostle Paul when the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I have wronged no man. I've defrauded no man. And I'm thinking, dude, yes, you did. But he made a declaration of his freedom that was given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly he began to evolve into that man that would wrong nobody or that would defraud nobody. It's a life of faith where we call things that be not as though they were. But there's nothing more powerful than when a believer puts the victory of the blood of Jesus in his mouth. Satan cannot and does not and doesn't know how to deal with an informed Christian who knows about the blood. The worst fear he's ever had. The Bible uses this word flee, and it says Satan will flee. That word flee means to run with fear. And it was amazing to me to discover that I can inflict fear into the heart of the enemy, praise God. Well, how will you do that? You do that by proclaiming and giving testimony of the things that the blood of Jesus has made available. That's a powerful, powerful thing, amen? And you begin to walk that way and understand that. So, hey, I don't know where you are tonight, but start declaring, I'm free. I'm free. That you know, listen, it ain't going to, I mean, which would you prefer? I'm free or, shh, man, I'm back into it. I'm in bondage again. I don't know if this working. See, you're having a believing problem. You're having a believing, to say that I'm not moved by what I see and I'm not moved by what I hear and I'm not moved by what I feel, that is a faith statement. That means all of hell is going to come against you and say, well, let's see. And the thing that blows the devil mind is that even in the midst of some of those things, when you say, I'm free, it blows his mind. How are you going to say that? It's just like when you're broken, you say, I'm rich. You're like, how are you going to say that? Look at you. And you declare it anyway. And then here's the thing that causes him to just freak out is that the evolution of that confession begins to bring to pass the manifestation of what you've been proclaiming by the blood of Jesus, and he sees it coming. So when the Bible says he seeketh whom he may devour, he passes your house from now on because he sees that he can't devour you. He hits you with his best shot. God doggone, you've been free from them oatmeal cookies for a year and a half, and he hit you with the best shot. You failed and still declared, the blood of Jesus has made me free. That's powerful. That's powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. I think this is 20. Exodus 12 and 27. I went to the Old Testament on this. There's some New Testament here, but this is pretty cool of the shadow that it painted. By the blood of Jesus, I am protected from judgment. I went to Exodus because it gives an excellent picture of what that's like. The blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I am protected from judgment. So when people going around talking about, you know, well, the world's about to be judged and yada, 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 it's not you. You're not going to be in the middle of judgment. Let me tell you, there will never be another time like the time we live in now, this time of grace, this unmerited favor. It's going to be over with one day where, you know, God's doing what he's doing. But the time of judgment, look at the scripture in Exodus. He says that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. I know this is from the Old Testament, but there is still a Passover that exists today that those of you who are born again and operating in the grace of God, the judgment that would come upon the world won't come upon you. You are in Goshen. You are in a spiritual Goshen, which means you're not going to be in lack. You're not going to be in this. You're going to be in that. Somebody says, well, what if the virus come? Well, you stay in faith, and it's got to go. Amen. Don't get upset. Don't get fearful. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Rona done hit me. No, just stay in faith like you do everything else. That's why you practice this with everything else. Just stay in faith, and God will make sure that the judgment passes over you because when Satan looks at it, he sees the blood of Jesus over your life. The blood of Jesus is operating over your life. And every demon and devil can see that the blood of Jesus operates in your life. And by proclaiming it, you remind them, no, I have faith in what the blood has accomplished. Amen.
Do you know how to fight from a place of victory? Creflo Dollar uncovers the nature of spiritual warfare and the weapons of victory our Father God has provided for us in his series, Keys to Maintaining the Victory.
You've got to be aware of the battle. When you are aware that there's a battle going on, you can resist it. How are you going to resist something you're not aware of it? You got to rebel against unforgiveness, rebel against fear, rebel against anger, and you've got to preach the gospel to yourself. Bless God, you got to make your mind up, come hell or high water, I'm going to be fully dressed and fully clothed in the Word of God.
Don't miss your chance to grab all five messages in this powerful series for a love gift of only $30 or more. Simply call the number on your screen or go to CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours and focus your fight today.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. Engage with Christ on a deeper level. Develop your walk with the Lord and strengthen your faith. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app.
So if you're going to monitor unbelief in your life, you're going to have to monitor the contradictions in your mind and your thoughts according to the Word.
With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. You can receive practical advice for applying the Word of God to your life every day with our daily devotionals.
When you understand that you've been forgiven, I'm telling you, you'll allow other people to experience that same forgiveness.
Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CrefloDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change.
But God says, no, you're valuable because you belong to me. You're valuable because you're a part of my family. It's not in what you do, it's because of who I am on the inside of you.
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. Grow in purpose and in grace with believers from around the globe.
But those of you who have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you might still have some crazy stuff going on, but you got that one thing right, and God can help you and take care of you. But don't ignore Jesus.
We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.